Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that if we believe what a talebearer tells us about somebody, we should be the first to try and help restore that person to the right direction. Let's continue that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
A talebearer is somebody that goes around telling a truth about someone. I mean, they'll name them and tell them a truth. It might be just a half-truth. It might be an actual truth that was true in their past or whatever. But the idea of telling others that truth is the intent to either injure their reputation or turn people against them. That is not a Christ-like spirit. If you believe that about something, you should be the first person there that is trying to edify that person and help them to go in a right direction instead of doing things like that to talk to others to ruin that person's reputation. That would show that that's not a good thing on your part. So don't be a gossip. Don't be a grumbler about your work. Don't be a talebearer. Don't talk about the work, about how bad it is, and they shouldn't have to do this, do that. Look, go back in the secular world and work. They do a lot of that there as well. Make sure it's a union, because if you're in a union, then you can write to certain people about your job, and they might be able to get something done about it. It might also cost you your job. So I'm just trying to tell you, have behaviors become with holiness in your work ethic, that pleases God. Sometimes people feel, well, I'm just not appreciated or honored for all that I do. Well, that tells me you're not trying to please the employer for whom you're working. Rather, you are out for yourself. And that's the person that will answer again. In other words, they will talk back, as we read earlier. And so, again, these are things that do not become behavior that becometh holiness, all right? And that is a terrible testimony for a Christian to have, of not being a good employee and having a work ethic. When we are this kind of a servant or employee, then we adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, when we are that person, okay, that person who doesn't purloin, but in all good fidelity. They do the work. They give it their all. They are 100% on it, okay? That's the person who adorns the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. And by the way, that's what it says there, does it not, back in our text? Not purloining, but showing good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. So in all things on the job, you are an honest, hard-working employee. That is a doctrine, by the way, because the Bible teaches it. What the Bible teaches is a doctrine. When you fall short of that, you're falling short of behavior that becometh holiness. Ours should be to adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior, and we do that in all things in our job. You know, the word adorn, well, it's the Greek word cosmeo. We get our English word today, cosmetic, from it. Now, I'm not going to ask you, I'm going to ask you to refrain, as a matter of fact, not to say, well, the old barn needs paint in talking about cosmetics, because that's not really a good thing to do. So kind of avoid those jokes. I know we men have fun saying those things. Sometimes, ladies, you got to put some paint on the old barn. And you've just called them an old barn. And so and maybe they take it and say, well, yeah, it smells like a barn, too. They might say, I might look like a barn. You smell like a barn. Well, I'm just having fun there. But look, we are out to please God. And how we work determines how we please God. And I've got men here. As a matter of fact, the guys behind this radio program, Dr. Hopper and Brother Vaught, Dick Vaught, these guys do the most work. And we even have Gary Neron, who does some of the editing for us and does the intro. Sometimes the voice you hear on the intros is Gary Neron. But these are people that give up their time for it. They're not getting paid to do that. And so, but what they do is a cosmetic for the ministry, for the program here, because they're trying to produce it, to straighten things out. Now, Mr. Vaught, for an example, I'll be here maybe 2 hours like I am on about every Wednesday recording for this radio program. What I record in those 2 hours will probably go a couple weeks in the time allotted for radio, if that. But what happens in that is that sometimes I'll cough. Sometimes I'll repeat the same sentence or I'll say a word wrong. They go back through and they correct that. They correct so many things. And you would wonder how I got on the radio if they didn't do that. And probably the stations that do carry us would want to get us off as quickly as possible, not for our doctrine, but for the lousy way that I would be presenting it sometimes with the coughing and hacking and other things that I might do, clearing the throat. So those are just things I'm saying. That praise God for those kind of men that have dedicated themselves. And they got a work ethic. You know, they're volunteers. They don't have to come to work. But in their relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, they feel they have to come to work because it's their duty to the Lord. Their duty to the Lord. I praise God. You pray for men like that that are willing to give themselves, and ladies that are willing to give themselves to do the work. So, this kind of a servant, this employee, then, should adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Because it is the heavenly cosmetic, I would call, that will really be a special thing when we all get to heaven. Now, cosmetics are most often associated with women. Now, men wear them, okay? I know some men wear cosmetics. Some wear the cologne, which isn't a bad thing, but hopefully men aren't wearing lipstick. Now, I do know sometimes some of the men, they got older. They got some of that brown cosmetic stuff and tapped it on their face or some other part of their body just to cover up something that age has revealed. And so they want to cover it and kind of cover some of those things up. But I guess that's all right. You know, it's all right. But now, ladies, they get it and they want to just look better, look presentable. Perhaps you might say to be pleasing to their husbands. And young ladies, they might be looking for a husband and they want to look nice for somebody they may meet. But cosmetics, as I'm saying, is often used for women. But what we all need to remember, men, pay attention to this. We, with our wives, make up, if you're saved, you make up the bride of Christ. And so these things that we're sharing here are ways the Lord wants to present his bride at that great marriage feast in heaven. He wants us adorned, having walked in righteousness. You know what righteousness is? It's living in obedience to God, to his word, to his commands. And right here is a command here about your work ethic. You can't call yourself a righteous person and not have the work ethic, as he's talking about here, servants. It's here. In Ephesians chapter 5, we see again something about, we're looking at this word cosmetics, how it really is the cosmetic for your Christian life. And I told you, it's usually for ladies, but in the spiritual realm, since we are the bride of Christ, there's things that we are to adorn ourselves. Now I go again to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it, that is, set it apart, and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. You and I are made clean and presentable in his sight through the cleansing blood and water of the word of Jesus Christ. Verse 27 says that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now, again, remember, cosmetics cover the blemish. Well, when we cover ourselves with the cosmetic of God's word, and we fill it in evenly and rightly, you know, as they have ladies that go to get their makeup put on someplace, I'm told. But nonetheless, the idea is they're adorning themselves for a purpose. As the bride of Christ, we're adorning ourselves for the one who is the head, the husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I hope you also see, husbands, you're to be doing this in your family. There's, it says there in Ephesians chapter 5, with your wife, but as Christ loved the church. That's, he gave his life for us. But let me add to that now, Revelation chapter, and I'm not adding to God's word, another passage from God. In Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8, he says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. How does the bride of Christ make herself ready? The obedient life. No, it's Deuteronomy chapter 6, I believe it's verse 25. It shall be your righteousness to follow the commandments of the Lord. Okay, it's right. Here's commands for us, and it's your righteousness, and this is the way you're going to be dressed in his righteousness. And so you live a life of obedience. That's why the Great Commission says there, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, getting them saved. Then next, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And then next, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my